Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
A recently published article in the journal Veterinary Microbiology details the successful isolation of contemporary porcine sapovirus field strains from U.S. swine herds. First of all, a little bit of background. What is porcine sapovirus? At what ages or stages of growth are pigs typically infected? And what are the animal health and productivity implications of the virus?
Porcine sapovirus is an environmentally stable virus in the Calyceviridae family, and it really is an enteric pathogen. This virus infects pigs of all ages, but pigs that are weaning or post-wean seem to be most susceptible. The clinical presentation is a mild to moderate diarrhea, but you can also have clinically healthy pigs still shed the virus. Infections usually are self-limiting, but the biggest production impact is the decrease in a pig's average daily gain and then the loss of subsequent weaning weights.
How common is porcine sapovirus? How many strains are we aware of, and how do they differ? And what's known about the emergence of this infection?
There are a total of 19 genogroups, but approximately 8 that affect pigs, with a group 3 most common. Again, it does produce a mild to moderate diarrhea, or it can present as a subclinical infection.
What are the potential impacts on both productivity and profitability of this infection, and what are the factors there?
This virus can present several challenges because it's sometimes difficult to distinguish it between other enteric viruses such as rotavirus, astrovirus, or even PED. And so it's also hard to get rid of from the environment. And since it can present subclinically, there's not always a clear answer why pigs aren't at weaning weights they need to be. The big part is really needing to maximize pig weights. And so anytime you have lost productivity in apparently high health pigs, it's always a challenge.
What prompted the launch of the Schick-funded study outlined in the Veterinary Microbiology article? And what were the objectives of the study?
The main objective of the study really was to address gaps in knowledge for the virus. And so things they were focusing on including provide tools for diagnostics, better understand the virus in today's herds and characterize its presence, as well as try to develop tools to end with mitigation such as vaccines.
By whom was the work conducted? How was data gathered and over what time frames?
This work was performed by Dr. Kwayong Wang at The Ohio State University, along with Dr. Tim Petznik at Veterinary Health Services. 5 sow farms in Nebraska were sampled. These farms experienced a GI outbreak in pigs between 12 to 18 days of age. Sampling occurred between November of 2023 and went through May of 2024. In total, there was 35 fecal samples submitted and 7 small intestinal samples collected for the study.
What have been the key findings?
The samples were all screened for genogroup 3 by PCR, and it showed that 25 out of the 42 total samples were positive for porcine sapovirus. 4 of the 5 herds sampled were also positive, and they had positivity rates anywhere between 33 to 100%. A lot of this information was seen in suckling and post-wean pigs. In addition, they also were looking at what the next-gen sequencing to try to identify what changes this virus has undergone. And it was noted that 3 out of the 4 farms that were positive had similar viruses, with 1 showing some changes in the virus composition. And lastly, they did perform a cell line evaluation to try to understand and identify different cells that could grow the virus in order to help with diagnostic development and future vaccine development.
How will the information gathered through this study be used? By whom? And with what objectives in mind?
This information can be used by a wide variety of people, so producers, veterinarians, diagnosticians, and other researchers. Again, this information helps to continue to provide tools for diagnostics to look at surveillance and molecular characterization of isolates, but with the ability to also identify cell lines that the virus can be grown in, it will also help define diagnostic development for different assays as well as vaccine potential.
How will this work potentially change the diagnosis, treatment, or prevention of porcine sapovirus?
This work can help to lead to a rapid diagnosis of sapovirus in relation to other different pathogens, but it also can help when we look at vaccine development and trying to understand what is going on in herds and how often or rapidly is that virus changing.
How can anyone interested access the veterinary microbiology article or get more information on this study?
This information can be found in the January 2026 SCHIC newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
This information and much, much more can be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.